Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think about this, you remember the news when you heard about Sinjar Mountain in northern Iraq, and there was people running from radical Islam, the ISIS crew, running them up this mountain that was called Sinjar Mountain. Those were Yazidi people. They were literally killing the parents, shooting men, beheading family members, selling off the women as brides. It was just horrific. Do you remember how silent America was and our leadership in America? We were wondering why didn't they go rescue the Yazidi people? And it was amazing the things that we didn't do for them. And we had a previous program talking about, 6 days in Iraq. Well, that was Sinjar Mountain. That's exactly where they were setting up with the Peshmerga, which is the military for the Kurdish people that were watching the supply lines for ISIS come by. That all was happening right around Sinjar Mountain, where the persecution and all this many deaths took place of the Yazidi people. While in the beginning, it looked like America remained silent for quite some time. Let's take a look.
During the past 2 years, the war against the Islamic State has taken a toll on the people of Iraq. According to the United Nations, nearly 19,000 Iraqis have been killed and 36,000 wounded from the start of 2014 through the end of October of last year. Many Christians have suffered because of ISIS, but the Yazidi people have perhaps suffered the worst. Gary Lane has more.
Few Iraqis have suffered worse treatment by the Islamic State than the Yazidis. Yazidis believe God gave control of the world to seven angels. They do not believe in hell. ISIS considers them devil worshippers. Christians are often spared from death because ISIS views them as people of the book, the Bible. While ISIS has killed some Iraqi Christians and has seized their possessions and homes, the Yazidis have suffered worse persecution. ISIS has murdered many of their men and has taken Yazidi women as sex slaves. Last year, CBN News brought you the story of a young Yazidi woman we called Shanar. In August 2014, ISIS jihadists captured her as she fled Sinjar Mountain. They put her with about 100 other Yazidi girls, including some as young as 10 years old.
We're forcing the girls to convert to Islam and then marry ISIS members. They beat our legs, heads, and arms, demanding all of us to serve them or be used as sex slaves.
Shanar says ISIS fighters came to the house and offered the girls money for sex. Many of them were sold for as little as $1.
They were really determined to harm us. They abused us and took pleasure in it. Most of us wanted to die.
Some of the girls attempted suicide to escape the abuse. An alarming number succeeded. ISIS forced thousands of Yazidis from their homes, and many of them ended up in refugee camps like this one in northern Iraq. Falah Hassan is one of them. ISIS captured him in Mosul, but he later escaped after witnessing the murder of a friend and other Yazidi men. Yazidi Jamil Chito lives alone in the camp. ISIS kidnapped his wife and four of his 11 children. Eventually, they were rescued and now live in Germany. Other family members weren't as fortunate.
They were surrounded by seven or eight cars full of Daesh. They arrested all of them. They took the girls and the woman. But then they blindfolded the rest of the family, including my brother's wife, cousin, and daughter-in-law. And they killed all of them right there.
Jamil hopes to see his surviving family members again after the city of Mosul is liberated by the Iraqi military and its allies. And now that the city of Ramadi has been retaken from ISIS, planning has started for a new major military offensive, this time against ISIS in Mosul. Gary Lane, CBN News.
It's so important to understand when such tragic things take place like this that we as Christians now, we should have empathy. We should be wanting to get involved to be able to help them out. Thank God for Samaritan Purse and Operation Blessing with CBN, but also Samaritan Purse with Franklin Graham, with the ministry taking place there through Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, that they got involved. But so often that, we say we don't believe in isolation and that type of thing, but so many people live an isolated life. A lot of Christians live an isolated life. They don't even know. Do you know your neighbors? Think about this. So many Christians don't even know their neighbors. They don't even know the person who sits beside them once a week, every day when they come, every week when they go to service. We've got to begin to connect to other people. And if we can't connect to our neighbors, it's going to be really difficult for us to connect to these Yazidi people. And so often, if we have a closed-minded, isolationist mentality, you know, somebody would say, well, they're Yazidis. You know, they're not Christians. We shouldn't stand for them. God's called us to go to these Yazidis, to tell them the good news of Jesus Christ, to preach to them the gospel so that they would know Jesus. I mean, when you look at Romans, when Paul was writing to the church of Romans, he said, how are they going to know unless someone tells them? And how is someone going to tell them unless someone is sent? And so we're the answer, that Christians, we're supposed to go to the Yazidis and tell them about Jesus Christ. Of course, Franklin Graham was doing that. But the interesting thing, the isolationist mindset in America, we've got to break that. That might be some sort of culture thing in America, but in regards to the church, we have to not be conformed to the culture of America that causes us to think isolationism. America's only like 5% of the entire world's population. We're called as Christians to reach all the nations for Christ. We could have, and we did, many Christian nations, Christian organizations went there and ministered to the Yazidi people. But that is tragic what took place there. And the answer, of course, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't thought about missions, you know, I was just speaking to Greg Lee, who's in Wales, I believe, ministering on behalf of the Lord and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you got to begin to think, you know, maybe I'm supposed to go to the Yazidi people. Maybe I'm supposed to go to Northern Iraq. Maybe I'm supposed to get involved with Samaritan Purse or Operation Blessing. Or maybe your church needs to get together and begin to send missionaries because they're believing in seven angels, basically, that are, you know, the whole world was turned over to them. And it's just not the gospel. But there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And somebody can go there and minister and preach to them. We should be brokenhearted that these women were sold as for a dollar as sex slaves to these ISIS, you know, Islamic radical jihadists. And when you think about jihad, you know, there's so many different statements about jihad, but it's something that Islam, Muslims believe that they're doing on behalf of their God. Well, did you know that rape, when they actually, some of the reports are that women said, once they raped me, they said, now I'm a Muslim. Because they were convinced that once a Muslim man has sex with her, then she is a Muslim. And she believed it until some nuns told her, says, that's not true. Then you're looking at Germany with all the immigration taking place, and they had a real rapid increase in rape taking place of the women in Germany. But understanding jihad, understanding how they perceive that, the moment they're raping these women, based on the beliefs of that form of Sharia law, they're thinking they just made that woman a Muslim. We have to begin to, and what's the answer? The answer is you, if you're a Christian, to begin to become a disciple of Jesus Christ and begin to go out and teach people. That is not true. You know, you can give your life to the Lord today, and it's just so important to understand that Jesus is the answer.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.